talked a little bit last week about the reason people move over from California. New report this week tells us just how many. The net flow in Q1 alone of people coming into the Phoenix metro area from LA, 8,000.
My Uber driver this morning came in from San Francisco, been here a long time, but his comment was he knows a lot of family and relatives that are giving California up and coming to Arizona.
8,000 this first quarter alone. Yeah. At least it's the same water supply.
Welcome. Well, that's a great point. Welcome one and all.
I know we were in these big negotiations with the Colorado River and the drought. We need to add to that stipulation on the water distribution. Every Southern Arizona, California that migrates over to Arizona is one more, you know, we take the water allocated that was going to California and bring it over to Arizona.
Yeah, bring your own water. Arizona's actually in better shape than a lot of California as far as its water supply. So we're in good shape. But it's interesting to see them coming. And there were several articles in several different newspapers throughout Arizona the past 2 weeks talking about what it's doing to the price of homes and how nearly wall to wall, border to border, the housing industry in Arizona has pretty well fully recovered from the decade of the Great Recession to 2007, 2008. So we're back up where we are. Some neighborhoods are even higher. And some of the appreciations you're seeing in these homes, you know, are double digit. So if you're renting, it would be a great time to look at buying. What you're paying in rent, you could be paying a mortgage. And that's really, in my mind, kind of the first rung up the ladder of American family success is you got that proud mortgage payment you can make every single month. So with the state growing the way it's growing and the number of people moving in, and I think California is our number one import state. They have all the states in the union. More people come from California than any other one single state. And it makes sense. They
close by.
They sell a home wherever they are in
California.
Used
to the heat.
And come with a pretty good load of cash if they've had any equity in that home in California. They're buying a home about twice the size, probably.
They don't mind long commutes.
That's right. They don't mind traffic and long commutes. But they're buying more home for depending on where they're coming from, for as much as half the price. So it leaves them with equity to do home improvements. So all of you that have moved here from California, welcome. And take that equity and get over to the Marvell Design Center and spend some of that money in getting a design done for your front yard and backyard. With the do-it-yourself demonstration, when's that?
10 o'clock.
A half hour.
Now you got a half hour to get to 1113 1113 South Country Club Drive. And it does sound scary, but it's articles like this that kind of lift me up when it talks about population. You know, we have 114,000 square miles in Arizona with a population of 7.2 million. We don't quite have the problem England does, where they've got 50,000 square miles and 55 million. To break that down, in Arizona, we have an average of 63 people per square mile. In England, it's 1,100 people per square mile, which is forcing them to really look at how they're dealing with the housing situation.
Oh, sure.
And they've got a University of Westminster graduate, Matthew Chamberlain, has proposed an idea to turning the trees that line the sidewalks into houses. Build tree houses into these living trees that are existing on London cityscapes.
Natural shade.
Picture?
Yeah.
That totally changes the Beatles album. What is that cover? The Road to Abbey?
Oh,
or Abbey Road.
Road
where they're walking. Imagine seeing all those
Abbey
trees
Road.
And there's like all these different people sticking their heads out trying to get in the Beatles picture.
Well, I'll be curious to see how that works out.
Well, it's quite interesting. The design looks interesting, and he's also proposed that all of these, they're four stories. The first floor is a water catchment and plant room. The second floor is your living room and kitchen area. Third floor is shower and your workspace. And all the third floors would be connected, so you could walk to all these different homes and or bike. It would be strong enough to bike. You'd have this whole community above the street. And then the fourth floor is your bedroom. And it goes into how they would do it and how they would do it without the trees, hurting the trees and the different designs. The comments at the end of the article are what's really funny. Millennials are not squirrels. How many females would walk down those streets lined with those people living in them at night? This is everything that's wrong with architectural education in the UK. I'm sure this will go really well at Notting Hill in Holland Park.